loy b'shiryoin, v'loy b'kazdo, v'loy b'magofayim. Here in the Mishnah, that a person should not go out with these three malbushim. Shiryoin zardo. So zardo means armor that a person is wearing. Kazda omar rav sanvarto. Sanvarto Rashi says, koiva oir tachas koiva hamatchis. The type of a helmet. Magofayim omar rav puzmaki. Antoloye shel barzel b'milchoma. It was a type of a type of stockings or armor that one wore b'milchoma on his feet. The Chidush Yaran says, lefi she'ein derech leloivshon elo b'shas milchoma. That since the derech is one only wears this b'shas milchoma, also l'loiv sham b'shabbos. So therefore, it's also to wear b'shabbos, and not to say because it's nearer like it's hoylech l'milchoma. Miu im yotzo einei chayiv chatos, da einei moitziyom ela derech malbush, since he's wearing it derech malbush, so memele is so, there's no chayiv chatos. Now it's also midarabonim, it's nearer ka hoylech l'milchoma. Zogt de Mishne weiter. Lo yseitze isha b'machat hanekuva. A isha should not go out b'machat hanekuva. Now the purpose of a machat hanekuva is usually a woman sews with such a needle. It's a sewing needle. And it is speaking about that she stuck the needle in her beged. And the reason why this is also is because this is the derech haitzah of an isha. An isha is even, it's more the derech haitzah of an isha than of a tailor. We heard in the Yudalef Amid Beis, a machlokes tanoim, if a tailor will go out with hamachat, if that will be his chayiv chatos, if it's called derech haitzah, shaloike derech haitzah. But an isha that's always busy mending, that's ikha derech haitzah, she always has a sewing needle stuck into her begodim. So memeila leiseitze isha b'machat hanekuve. V'loi b'tabas sheyesh oleho choysim. She's not allowed to go out with a tabas sheyesh oleho choysim, with a seal. V'loi b'kulio. Later we'll see exactly what kulio is. V'loi b'kaiveles. V'loi b'tzloiches shel pleiton. So Rashi says, Meforish b'gemore b'chein kaivela, so we'll wait for the Gemara to find out what these in Yonam are. Plaitoim balsamo, a type of a perfume, a shemen that had a good odor. Mishcha da farsamo. Vim yotzeso, chayeves chatos divrei rameya. And these last two in Yonim, kaiveles, the tzluchi shal plaiton, we have a machloikis. Rameya holds, she's chayiv chatos. V'chachomim poitrem b'koiveles u'b'tzluchi shel plait. Zogt Rashi, chayiv es chatos, what's the svor of Rameya? Kosova lav tachshit ninu. These are not a tachshit. Omar ule b'chilufeihen b'ish. Now, the halacha will be the opposite by a ish. Let us see what Rashi says. A tabas koi, the tabas sheyesh olof choysem, im yotzo pota. If he will wear a tabas sheyesh olof choysem, so he's not chayiv, he's pota. Vim ein olof choysem v'yotzo chayiv chatos. If there's no choysem v'yotzo, chayiv chatos. We'll explain this Rashi in 1 minute. But let us see Toisvis. V'chilufeyim be'ish. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. Da'chiyiv chatos koi. We have to realize there's a machlokes Rashi in Toisvis. And the machlokes is as follows. The Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, and we mentioned it a few times already, that they were only geyser and levishas tachshitim by an isha. An isha is a balas gaiva, she likes to show off. So by her, there's a chash, she might go and take it off and show it to her friends, and in the meantime they might come to be mavad al namas b'shusara. Ma she'enkein an ish, that's not his tchunas hanefesh, so b'meile, he's permitted to wear a tachshit. B'frat a tachshit ha'meyuchad le'ish, they weren't goyza. So b'meile, the rabbeinu tam era kashe. V'chilufeyem be'ish. V'chilufeyem be'ish means the exact opposite. What it says, by an isha applies by an ish. Now by an ish it says that amachat she'eina nikuve, which is a tachshit, is potter avalosa. So by an ish is chayiv, because by him it's not a tachshit. He doesn't wear, I'm sorry, tabas. By an ish it says a tabas she'eina lechaisim is potter avalosa. So by an ish, it's chayiv, because it is not a tab, it's not the derech levisha of a ish to wear a tabas she'eina lechaisim. By an isha it says, tabas she'yesha lechaisim is chayiv, so by an ish it will be potter. That's lechayra de chilufeyim. So the Rabbeinu Tam era kasha, why by an ish should it be potter, a tabas she'yesha lechaisim? If it is a tachshit for an ish, it should be mutter, not potter. Because he holds the devil were geyser by tachshitim shal anoshim. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam says, Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the achiev chatas koi. The chiluf is in the chayev. Here he's chayev by a tabas she'ein alechoisim, and she's chayev by a tabas she'yesh alechoisim. But in the other case, it's not chilufeyim. By her it's potter, by him it's mutter. And Rashi seems to hold like the other Rishonim, that there were Goyzer, the Isser of Tachshitim by Anoshim also. So Rashi says, Klo, Tabashe Yesh Olof Choysem, Im Yotzo, Potter. It's not Mutter, it's Potter. Before we continue the Gemara Vaita, let us see for 1 minute the Ran in the beginning of Bamei Isha. To understand the Indian why at Abbas she'ein oleh chaysim he is chayiv. There's a very interesting Ram. This is Daf Chavova Med Aleph, in the Daf Yehoran. Yesh mi sha'imer she'achshav yeitzei ha'ish afilu betaba she'ein alechoisem. Now, nowadays, a person is permitted to go with a taba she'ein alechoisem. Which not Gemara says that he chayev chatos. The Afal gav them reading the Gemara. Oma ula v'chilufayim be'ish. Kloima. The mashme b'mas nisim tabas she'ein oler choysem tachshit le'isho. Midiktoni alov im yotso sein echayev es chatos. V'tabas she'yesh oler choysem. Mas yu lo kidiktoni v'im yotso s'chayev es chatos. Hani mili, havi chilufeyem be'ish, klem tabashesh lov choysem tachshit aloi, v'shein olov choysem masi. Hani mili, yeah, that's the Gemara. Zukteran, hani mili lefi doiram. This only applied in the doir of the Bizman Chazal, shloi hoyu ha'anoshim regilim b'tabashein olov choysem. Men did not wear such taboys. The kivin shloi hoyul regilim. And since they won rogel, so he says, afilu b'choyul hoya oivre mishim lo yilbash gever simr sisha. So if this was not a levush of anoshim, so afilu b'choyul one wasn't allowed to wear it. Als lo yilbash. Aval arshav sheno hagu boy, but now times have changed and styles have changed. Harehu lehem tachshit. ובין בחיל ובין בשבש שרי. כשתמצא לא אמר שלא נסר תכשיט המליש כדבר רבי נתם. או שיש חיל כמו לא כמו שיסבור בגמור. So the Ran explains that why is a ish chayev chatos? So an ish is chayev chatos because לפי דוירם לא היו אנושים רגילים בטבעס שאין עולה החויסם וכיוון שלא היו רגילים אפילו בכל לא היו עברי. Is the pashtus lashon of the Ran is that the reason is not a tachshit is because they didn't wear it and you cheshben with what the minika olam is because he says there'll be an apkimin afilu b'chayil. Since men don't wear it, it's considered the oivar alav of la yilbash. So he says it's totally what the styles are. I saw in Shailas Hachuvis Lechem Shloime, he wants to be medayik from this Ran, a raya to a primegodim, but tachsach mir, the Ran does not mean this. The primegodim, klerz a shaila, if a person will wear a beged shel shatnis, so the primegodim wants to say, could be this person will be chayiv an haitzor. That since the Torah asseled levisha shatnis, this is not wearable, this is not permitted to be worn, so b'meila the primogodim says, so if someone wears it, it loses this shei malbush, because this is something that should not be worn, and it's a masik. That's the primogodim's asofik. We mentioned the Minchas Chinuch wants to say the same thing. If a person will wear shoes on Yom Kippur, he'll be chayiv al tzeitzo. Since the Torah asseled the levisha of min olayim shel oir in Yom Kippurim, so it doesn't have a Torah's malbush. So he wants to bring this Ran, that the Ran says the same thing. That the Ran is saying that since he's chayiv al tzloi yilbash, that's why it's a masui. But dachsach mir from the Rehitis Loshen Aran, the Ran is saying two things. The Ran is just being moisiv that the style can be machia halachis. Doesn't seem to be saying that that's the reason why it's a masui. The Ran says, שלא היו אנושם רגילו סבא שאין אלא חויסם וכיו שלא היו רגילם אפילו בחי לא היו עברם. Not that's the reason, not since b'chol ha'yo ivrim, that's why it's a masui in Shabbos. He's just saying the loy ha'yo regilim makes it a masui in Shabbos, not for the b'chol ha'yo ivrim. Aval achshe shenogu, areilam l'tachshit, now it's a tachshit period. Ubein b'chol, ubein b'shabbos, shori. The Rehitis Loshen Haran volt nisht mashme given the way the Lechem Shloime says. And when we learn the Gemara, dachsach mir from the Gemara, there's a gewaldike raya, not like the Lechem Shloime. Let us see the Gemara. Amar ule v'chilufeyem v'ish. That the opposite halacha will apply by a ish. Atabas she'ein alechoisem, zamasui. Atabas she'yesh alechoisem, is either potter or mutter. Alma kesavar ule. So the Gemara says, so we see that Ula holds, kol midi dechazi le'ish, le'chazi le'ishe. O midi dechazi le'ishe, le'chazi le'ish. Now, the Gemara means to say as follows. There'd be a svara to say that even though women are not rogel to wear a tabas she'yesh alechaisem, or men are not rogel to wear a tabas she'ein alechaisem, but there'd be a svara to say, but since this is something that is worn by human beings, so memele, so it has a teiris malbish by me also. Even though nekevis wear it and scharim don't wear it, abal kaponim, it is something that is worn by human beings. So that guvi should make it a malbish for the other gender also. So we see from ula nitazoi. Chazi leish does not make it chazi leisha. Chazi leisha does not make it chazi leish. Mosiv Rav Yosef, fragt Rav Yosef Akasha. We learned how Royim Yoitzin Besakin. Royim are permitted to go out with begodim which are made out of sakin. This was a very rough material. And for Royim, this was the type of begodim they were forced to wear because of their occupation. So the last to go out is a Teres Malbish. V'loy ha-goyim b'lvat. Not only a goy is permitted to wear a malbush made out of sack, ela kol adam. Ela shedalkom shal ha-goyim lotzeis b'sakim. So the Gemara learned that the reason is that since goyim, by goyim has a shay malbush, even though it is very rare that someone else should wear a malbush shal sack, about kaponim is a migu. Migu is a teres malbush by goyim, it is a teres malbush by other people. Let us see Rashi. Besakin shemiskasen bahen mitnei hakshomim. Sakin malbush sack. Ela kol adam alme afal gav de goy legili bay. This is very not shchiach that a person should wear a malbush shal sack. Aber migu de lagabe hai tachshit lagabe hai nami tachshit. The lashon tachshit is not too clear, like it's a malbush, a balkoponim, unless it's interchangeable, tachshit a malbush. Balkoponim, we see you say migu. So if you say migu from goyim, legabi shar anoshim, you should say migu, noshim legabi anoshim. Omar Rav Yosef, kasovar ule noshim am bifnei atzmonei. No. Goyim and other people, they're all zchorim. They have different professions. Bal kaponim, there you could say migu. Abor noshim and anoshim, these are two sugim, so you can't build from one to the other. So we had here a pilpul, if the levisha of noshim can give it a teiris malbish for anoshim, the Gemara wanted to be medamet to royim, and then the Gemara says, no, am bifnei atzmo. So l'chayre, I had a kasha, according to the Lechem Shloime. The Lechem Shloime says that the Iser l'yilbash, that makes it for a masi. He says along this. So l'chayre, the whole shakla v'tayi of the Gemara is very shver. That means, here there's a new problem involved. V'ike mitzushtal and royim zu atabat. If Lemaise, the Ran told us that there's a loyilbash, the Ran says there's a loyilbash, a man will wear a tabat, she'ein ole'el choysim, in the middle of the week, he's over loyilbash, because this is a begin, ha'miyuchad le'noshim. And if loyilbash is bekoyach, to make it ois malbish and Shabbos, so b'meile, so what's the Geborah Sushal Tzeroyim? By Royim, you don't have a loyilbash involved. So memela. So if it's a malbush for one, it's a malbush for the other. Ain't nechanami here, but teres malbush it also would be. But the loyilbash makes it ois malbush. So what's the whole shakl of Italian in the Gemara? Is lochayr is amirid kerei from the Gemara? Not like the pri megodim. The pri yitzrok says a dingzach with the pri megodim with the minchas chinuch. The pri yitzrok says by a malbish and a tachshit, he says, there's no such thing. By tefillin, Rashi mentions such a svara, because tefillin be'etzim is not a real tachshit either. It's the mitzvah gives it a teiris tachshit. So there, if you're over about toisef, it loses the shame tachshit. But a real tachshit and a real malbish, the Pri Yitzchok says, Allah, he dings it with the Pri Megodim and the Minchas Chinuch. He says, if it's a malbish, so you're not allowed to wear it. So it's malbish? You're even aware. But it still doesn't become a smalbish. That's the chmir from our gemaras and meir the kerayit and the pri yitzchak. Because if this is a factor, so the whole gemar is very shver. What? It's not sushtal teroyim. Let's go further. Eisvei abaye. So what did Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef told us a yisod. Noshim am bifnei atzmon, so you cannot say migu, it's a malbish legabi one mean, it's a malbish legabi the other. Eis ve'abaye hamoitzi tefillin, the person finds tefillin, that amunach b'mokim b'zoyoyim, machnison zug. So he should go and bring them into the shtot, Derech levishe, zug, a tefillin shal yad, and tefillin shal rosh. Echot ha'ish, ve'echot ha'isha. If ha'ish finds it, he's loivish it, and isha finds it, he's also loivish. V'amrit noshim am bifnei atzmon heim. If you say noshim is an am bifnei atzmon, v'amitzvah sasei shazman gromehu. So b'meile, So if you learn, it's not am bifnei atzmon. So it's very good. So since it has a teiris malbush, we learn tefillin has a teiris malbush by anoshim. Therefore, zechorim are, that's why if a person wears tefillin, he's not chayiv chatos. It has, since it's called derech malbush. It's derech levisha. This is something that is worn during the week. So it has a teiris malbush afilu Shabbos. So if you say, that you say migu there's a teiris malbish legabi and isha, there's a teiris malbish legabi and isha. No, so it's very good. But if Rav Yosef said if Ula said that noshim am bifnei atzmon heim, so we cannot say migu. So memele, so how are they permitted to put on the tefillin? Als migu, it's am bifnei atzmon. So that means, als their mitzvah, they don't have a mitzvah. And als migu, anoshim do have a mitzvah, but you don't say migu. So memele shver. I just thought I shtickle ha'ore. There's a bekante targum yenis in Benaziel. The Targum Yonis and Ben Aziel says on the lav that an isha should not wear a simlas gever. So the Targum Yonis and Ben Aziel says lo yiyeh tefillin tehinon tikunei gever al ito. That a woman is not, if a woman puts on tefillin, she's over the isha of le silbash. That's what the Targum Yonis and Ben Aziel says. So lechayre, we have here another, the same kashid where we asked before, but here we're talking about tefillin, so here we're in hot water fill according to the Pri Yitzchak also. That means that the Gemara is asking a kashid on ule. It's an ambit ne'atzmon, it's a memele, it's a problem. But if it's not an ambit ne'atzmon, you would say migu. But if by tefillin al kaponim, the halacha is, that if there's an Issa Levishas Tefillin, it becomes a Masui. So Lamaisa by it, according to the Targum Yonis and Ben Aziel, there's an Issa Levishas Tefillin by an Isha. She's over Le Silbash. So if she's over Le Silbash, so it's a problem, Afilo on Ule, on Ambifnei Atma, it's a problem, how is she permitted to wear it? Let's go a little further. And for the Gemara, Kesavara Meir, Lailos Mantvillen Hu, Vishabis Mantvillen Hu, Havalai Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Azman Grome. So Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Azman Grome, Chom Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Azman Grome, Noshim Chayovis. So Memele, so that's why, it's a mitzvah by her, and Shabbos is also Mitzvah in Tvillen. So Memele, that's why she's permitted to carry. Fregt die Gemorre, it's to noch Akashe. It says in the Mishneh, Im yotze so chayeves chatos, if a ishe will wear a tabas, sheyesh ala choysom, she's chayev a chatos. Fregt die Gemorre, why is she chayev a chatos, wo yitzo kelache yadhi? That means, if we assume, that a tabash, a yeshel, a choysam, is not a tachshit for a ishe. If it is not a tachshit for a ishe, so it comes out, she doesn't wear it. So when she walks out, so whenever she wants to be metaltal a tabash, a yeshel, a choysam, she carries it in her hand, she puts it in her pocket, but she won't wear it because women don't wear these taboys. So memela, if she put it on her hand, so it's a tzor kalach hayat. So that's not the derech tzor of a tabas. She doesn't carry a tabas in such an oifen. So why is she chayev achatos? Omer Rabbi Yirmiye beisha gizboris askina. Samir de kechidish in the Gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. Hamoitzi tefillin b'shabes b'shuk oy b'derech. Machnison le'ir derech malbush. Zug zug keder shloivish bchayl echad bereish vechad bezraya vchayl tzan vchayzer minich zugache machnisan vchein kulam because there's one man the other that says you'll have to put on two pairs of tefillin at a time. So the Tanakhama says, no, zug zug, one pair at a time. Ve'echot ha'isha, ve'af al gav de lav tachshid de isha nina, av amigo da ve'tachshid li'ish, shoghiyaf li'isha. As if the Gemara laylo zman tefillin hu, ve'chein Shabbos, hilkach loylam zmanam hu. Ve'ein lem zman kavu ashtei mitzvoson mitzvah sasei shazman gomeli potter noshem hem hilkach noket laylo v'shabbos. Shem de plukta b'tavai. V'ya v'svira l'rameya b'chad b'nai de lav zman tefillinu. If one of these two would be lav zman tefillinim, so zman kavu ala tefillin. So it comes out there's only a certain zman that one can wear tefillin. Bavlu noshem p'turais. Noshem chayoves hilkach tachshitin ein lo. So there's a teres tachshit, and Shabbos, there's a teres tachshit. Vayitzo kelacha yadu, amas nisen koi. Vayitzo astabasha mitziyosa derech malbush, be'etzba, v'zeh sheinei tachshit lo, she doesn't wear such a ring. Amai chayeves chatos, harei lo yheitziyo kederech kol amitzim. Shekol amitzi dovo sheinei tachshit lo, mitzino yisei biyodayim, v'loi derech malbush. Something that is not a tachshit is not worn, it is carried. So this is eitzo sheloi kederech. So the Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is speaking about a isha gizboris. She'sheilachas choismeis tomid lememunim tachter. She's a treasurer, and she is memunim tachter, leima tenu kach vakach mois leplaini. Varei choismo biyodo. She needs a choism in order for, when she gives out orders, so all the orders she gives out, she needs a choism. Hilkach, regila hi, Lanicha be'etzbo. That means she is always mishtamish with a tabasha yeshala chaisim. That's her business. So memele, for practical purposes, she wears it. Umiyu tachshit lehava ledido. Dein derech noshim bekach. That means even though we have a tzio, that this woman is oisik with a tabas sheyeshal echaisim, but since b'roiv noshim are not oisik with such tabois, so it is not considered a tachshit for noshim. This is not a levush of noshim. Noshim do not wear this. But circumstances bring about that one isha should wear it, it does not become a tachshit shel noshim. Umiyu derech haitzoso shel zu bekach. But since she is kisei the oisik with this tabas, is for convenience she wears it, doesn't become a tachshit by her, since it's not a levush shel noshim, aber it's derech haitzoso shel zu bekach. So derech haitzo, you look at each person bazunda. That's called melachas machshavas. I'm carrying it the way I would normally carry it. But to get a shame malbish, since Rav Noshim do not wear such a tabas, so Mamela, even Lagabi, this Isha does not have a shame albish. So Mamela, so the Mishnah is speaking about a Isha Gizboris. Omar Rove Tiratsto Isha. Good. She said a shtik Tairan Isha. Ishmaikala Maima. Now, it says an ish is chayiv by a tabas she'ein ole chayisim. Now an ish does not wear a tabas she'ein ole chayisim. It's not a malbish for anoshim. If it's not a malbish for anoshim, so mamela, if he stuck it on his finger, that sheloi kederech haitzo, so why is he chayiv? Elo amarov, pa'omim she'odom noisen le'ishtoi, tabas sheyesh ale chayisim leilicha lekufse menichasa biyoda ad shemegas lekufse. Sometimes he gives her the ring to put it away in the chest, and in order to make sure that she won't lose it or won't drop it, so she sticks it on her finger. Upamim sheisha neisenes labaylo tabas shein ale chayisim leilicha eitzel umen lesakein umenicha biyoda ad shemegi eitzel umen. So Memele, so the Gemara is saying there's a difference between the Derech Haitzah and the Malbish. That is, if someone is confronted with a situation that he has to be metaltal at tabas, is for practical purposes, he'll stick it on his finger. That's a practical way to carry a tabas and to be assured that it won't get lost. So the derech haitzah is that way. But a malbish, it is not. So therefore, if one does this on Shabbos, he's chayiv chatos. Agav ulche, we see that the Gemara is telling us a halacha. A woman gives her husband a tabas, so he puts it on his finger. Or he gives her a tabas and she puts it on her finger. Atche megiye, it's a lumen, it's a kupse. For what's with the Isra of la yilbash? We hear a ran that there's a la yilbash. If each one will wear the other's ring, there's a la yilbash. So we see from here that that la yilbash tafke, if it's worn, l'shem kavanas levisha. He doesn't want to wear it, he wants to carry it. But he's carrying it, the chanoifim for levisha. But we see from here, cloth, there's no isra of la yilbash. Someone wanted to shtel tzu, we had meichik sus, meichik kedalkom. That also, there's a Isa of Levisha Shatnes. He doesn't want to wear it. He wants to show what it looks like. He wants to carry the begodim. There is also not Kavonis Levisha. In order to be over La Yilbash, you have to have Kavonis to wear it. Here, they just want to carry it through an Oifen of Levisha. That does not fall into the category of La Yilbash. Zogt Rashi, ish ma'ikala meima, te koma ule v'chilofein b'ish, de mechai v'ataba shen elachoysem, vo hoi tzok elach yadu, shen daki lo hoitzi b'zu derech malbish, his derech haitzo is not derech malbish, le kubse kedei latzni yeshama, means it's a type of a box, Yesh mefoshim shakufsa chsuma boy. It seems the kufsa used to be sealed with the tabas. Chshepoyscha, when you open up the kufsa, chayzra v'chayzma bo, v'chaysemes bo. V'loy nihire, dim came, it seems when she opened it up, she would come back with the chaysemes. That's what Rashi means, v'loy nihire, dim came, Manchosa betzbo atshamachzirosa lebaylo miboyle. So it's not on the finger till she puts it into the kufsa. It's on the finger when she takes it off the kufsa. Eitzel umen lesakna menich betzbo alma derech eitzoi. Zok taisves b'chol mitzvus asay shazman grome noshim pturis. Perish ave masui velitza. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was, if you hold Ulesvore, that it's Isha's Ambifnei Atzmo, and Mitzad Atzmo, there's no mitzvah, so Memele, how is she permitted to wear tefillin? Vimtaima, vohoitzo kalacha yatich. Fakert, vishori mishum bezoyin tefillin. Fakert, she's not carrying the tefillin, she's wearing the tefillin. So just like the Gemara we just learned said that this is considered a Yitzor Kalachayat, so by her the tefillin is also a Yitzor Kalachayat. So by Yitzor Kalachayat, so it's only also midarabonon and mishum bezoyin tefillin, they didn't ask her. So what's the Gemara's kashin? V'yeshloima kivin the masuhi, since in Yisod it is not a tachshit, v'yochel lovi lidechi yavchatas heichet de moitzi beloy shinui, Mishim bizoyin loy sharinalai. That means we're playing with fire over here. If in Yisoid it's a masoi, no, we're permitting it because it's you're carrying it shaloi kederech, that it wouldn't be makel. It wouldn't be matter such a thing. If it's a malbish tafakel, there's no heitzor, but if a maisa you're carrying it, but grad this oifen is a darabonon, they wouldn't have been makel. That's Taisvis Teretz. The Rashba says a Teretz that the Mishnah says that you only, there's a Machlikas, the Tanakame, and Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel says you're allowed to wear two pairs of tzulun at a time. The Tanakame holds no. So if the heter is Alts Derech Malbush, so it's very good.
So only one pair is called Derech Malbush, two pairs are not Derech Malbush. In the Baal Tosef. But if the heter is, als, because it's a tzosha like a derech, so the Rashbis, what's the difference between one pair and two pairs? Why can't you wear two pairs? One pair is also a masui. No, it's mutter because it's shalike derech. So why can't you wear two pairs? So that's how the Gemara knew that on Kochi you have to say it's mutter for an isha. So as Emes wants to say, a third teretz on Tosfos Kashe, it says, echot ha'ish ve'echot ha'isha. So echot ha'ish ve'echot ha'isha means that if you find tefillin lying down, and you have a woman and a man standing, and both of them want to do the mitzvah, so the Tanna says, look, echot ha'ish ve'echot ha'isha. If the woman wants, she can put it on. If the man wants, he can put it on. So he says, if the heter would be outside so, shaloi kederech, bishim bezoyin tefillin, so if there's a man and a woman, you wouldn't be mad at the woman to do it, because the man is a heter gomo. So by istachoi, so by a woman, it's also a heter gomo. So the Gemara weiter. V'loi b'kuliyah, v'loi b'kuivelis. My kuliyah. What is this kuliyah? And it says, yechayiv achatos on this kuliyah. Omar Rav mechabanse. That doesn't help us too much. Let us see Rashi. Mechabanse, nushke, al shem, shemechabenes, v'koysheres, miftechei hecholuk. It's a type of a ornament, and it holds together, it clasps together, miftechei hecholuk. Taisvis in Baba Basra, tafkufn un vova med beis, es sakasha na rashi. Lama osa lotzis boi b'shabes. V'arei eina yasuye elo derech malbish. Fakert, it's a kabanz, it's a type of a pin, but held together miftachei chaluke. So it's derech malbish. And Taisa zuk nochme, v'sholfe moch v'inami lo yishayich bo, kiven she tegala b'soro. Fakert. That means if it's oich is miftachei chaluke, she'll never take it off to show als gidrei atzniyis. So it's mutter legamri, and here it says Yechai Bachatos. The Mishnah Berurah in Simishin Gimel, Siv Kotn Chavteh, says Pshat according to Rashi, that speaking about Yechai Bachatos, Ato Eino Segeres Boi Miftachei Chalukish. It's not, that's what it's used for. Elo Te'enis Kacholeo. Mishim Hochi Chayeves Chatos Leichoshiv Tach, Tachshit elo masui the ene elo laharis oisha. That means the tachshit, if it's in the right place and it's accomplishing something, that's the tachshit. Here, if it's not in the right place, so the shame tachshit it doesn't have, and the whole purpose is one thing to show the amount of carrots there are in this pin, so memela, that doesn't have a shame tachshit, that has a shame, the ene elo laharis oisha. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says pshat and rashi. Let me take a chosim in a sefer. The Rav says, and it's the Rabbi Nechanan also, tachshit shemesavev horoish kula. It was a tachshit, a type of a Torah. So what's wrong with this? So the Baal Tanura says, v'umasui lefi she'ein roiv hanoshim yoitzis boi. So what's the shlech? So the Chaydish Aviv says, the einai tachshit toiv, vein roili skashit boi. The reason roiv noshim don't go out with it, it's taken not a psaza choshev a tachshit. Vein roili skashit boi. So memela that what me at noshim go out does not give it a toiris tachshit, and memela it's a masui. Hagavuch, it is called derech haitzor. Therefore, pikein, it doesn't have a teiris tachshit. I mean, those who wear it, it's very interesting. Should have a teiris teretz terech haitzo, therefore, pikein doesn't have a teiris tachshit. The Piskei Harit says, it's siche sha'oigdim bo tachshitim. It's a type of a pin that you attach tachshitim with it. Ve'eina asuya le tachshit, elo legit bo tachshitim. So it's a pin without a purpose whatsoever. al kaponim, so that's why it is not a tachshit. And again, we have to be ma'ira that it's called derech haitza. And all these three pshatim, we have this problem why it is called derech haitza. Zut the Gemara weiter. Keveles, what is keveles? Omar Rav chumrese de piloi. Chayn Omar Ravasi chumrese de piloi. Now what is that? So Rashi says, kesher shekosher boi sam. Rashi writes later something similar to kameya, that there was a type of a perfume, sheshmoi piloin, the reichai ore, the las balsame, the isha shereicha ra tayenes oleo. She wears this and this helps, this masks her odor and it gives out a good odor. The ra'or says, it was a tachshit, but in the tachshit there was a, the ra'or says it was, the Matanus also says this, kesher shel kesev ve shel zov, shekos shur besoichai boisam laha vereyach roshe beisha. And according to the ra'or, we'll be able to understand the Gemara better. Rashi v'aistos, it's not kesev ve zov, v'aistos, it's a kesher azah, that the whole Indian is the reyach toiv sheboi. Sancta Gemara. Tana Rabbona. Lo isei tsei bikoi velas. Vim yotsuso chayeves chatos divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir's kasova Rashi said in the Mishneh, lav tachshit nino. It's kesev izov, it's ich shver to understand why it's not a tachshit. If it's not kesev izov, so then perhaps we could understand Rav Meir. That means that's not called a tachshit. One of the Rishonim say as follows. He says, if this would be able to make that she shouldn't have a reyach ra, some emele, so that's like a kameya, like it's merapaha. It could take away her reyach ra. So that's called a tachshit. But she still has the reyach ra. No, pshat is you're bringing out with you something that's being moitzi a reyach toiv. That's very nice, it's very practical, but that doesn't have a shame tachshit. That's what Rav Meir held. Can gan find the heren. That means it's not, a tachshit is something that is mekashit the loivish. I mean, she's the same person, or it's camouflaging her matzit. That doesn't have a teiris tachshit. Like upon him, that's a svar Rav Meir. V'chachomim oimim loy seitzei, v'im yotzes o ptura. She's potter. It's also me the rabbon. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, yoitze isha bekevels lechatchil. She's mutter to go out lechatchil. V'maika miflegi, rameya sova masayu. The rabbon on sovri tachshitu, it's a tachshit. V'dil mesholfe, machve viyose leisuye. Maybe she might go and take it off. Rabbi Lezer sova, man darke le mirme. Who wears such a thing? Isha shereicha ra. Isha shereicha ra loy shalfa machvaye loy osi lasuya arba ames b'shusarab. A woman shereicha ra, she wouldn't take it off to show. So I would understand pshat in the Gemara, why wouldn't she take it off to show? Because, the whole purpose is to camouflage her odor, so mamela she'll take it off to show is fakert, so, what is she gaining? It's better she doesn't show it. Rashi doesn't seem to learn like that. Let us see Rashi. Rabbonin sobri tachshitu. Ilkach im yotzes o pture. Milchat chilu leisei tzedul mishol fo machvi. So the Ra'or brought a rai from the Rabbonin that it's speaking about shol kesev and shol zov. The bohoi kilamecha shol dul mishol fo. Why should she take this off, shol? What is she showing? If it's tamazoya kesher that has a good reyach, what is there to show? Smell, you smell it side by side. To show there's nothing, it's nothing, ornamental to show. I've got wissen leut Rashi why you take it off to show. Le mirme le nich vetzavore kemoi shokol barom. Och igasinen ve ishe shereicha ra lo isholfa machvaye shegnusu lo. It's very unclear, so, seems it's a gnus that she's wearing it. That's the pashas from Loshon Rashi. So why should she show it? I mean, so then it would mean stamazay haistis. So you have to understand close. So what's the machlokes? If it's not, so why should you show it? There's nothing to show. That's the svar of the chachamim. Dav gut wissen the machlokes over here. Zog the Gemara weiter. So upon them we have a three-way machlokes. We learned Rabbi Lezer holds its potter Rabbi Lezer, and he says it's mutter. So the Gemara loy kash. Okay, koya the Rabbi Meir. This Rabbi Lezer was choylik and Rabbi Meir. So Meir, Rabbi Meir said chayv. He said potter. Okay, koya the Rabbon. That what he said mutter. He was choylik and the Rabbon. The Rabbon said potter Rabbi Lezer. He said mutter. Kikoy adarameir, dama chayv chatas, ama lay pota, kikoy adarabon, dama pota rabalos, ama yu muta lachatril. Let us see Rashi. Vasanya rabalaza poita, only mentioned rameir. Vahay rabon, el rameir lachude. Vagabi chiv de rameir says chayv, shaykh lemis rabalaza poita. Vahafal pisha hu muta lachatril, but al kaponim, what is it? It's not wichtig. Just has to be chaylik on rameir. Okay, koya rabbonim, machnisen zlor, daire rabbonim, amur potter, perish rabbeleza, behedje, le milse, le flugje, lai, ba oma, yoitza, le chathille. It's mutter. My Rab Meir, so now the Gemara says, where do we have a bereise that Rameh and Rabbeleza were choylik? The Sanya, so what brings this bereise? Le seitze ishe be mafteach shebiyodo. This mafteach shebiyodo, the Chodesh Oviv says, it was shura biyodo, v'chein darka lotzeis b'choil, was tight her hand, v'salke daitach d'choshiv tachshit. Seems not. V'yisei tishe b'mafteich ha'kshura shebiyodo, v'myotzos chayev eschatos. Tivrei Rab Meir, Rabbi Lezer poiter b'kaiveles b'tzluchis shopleiter. So it's a moiridike modna machloikas. Rameir says, Yechayev chatos by a maftayech, and he starts talking about a kevelos, it's luchin shal pleiten. So it's a gemore, kevelos man vecha shmai, chsur mechse vachiton. Vechayim be kevelos, vechayim be luchin shal pleiten, is what? Im yosos chayev es chatos. They say, im yosos chayev es chatos. Divre Rameir. Rameir lezer poiter be kevelos o be luchin shal pleiten. Vameh dvorim amurim. Now, Rabbi Lezer that says, Poiter, Kshayesh Behem Boysen, that in this, in this Kaiveles, there's some Boysen left. Some Mele, so then, it's Mutter, it's a Tarshit, it's Mutter. Abel Ein Behem Boysen, Chayeves. But what if there's no Boysen left in this, Kaiveles, then you're Chay. Amar Abad Barave, Zois Aymeres, if Rabbi Lezer said, if there's no boysim, Yechayev, Zois Aymeres, HaMoitzi Oichlem Poches Mikishir, the person will take out Oichlem Poches Mikishir, Bekeli, Chayev. Zain Bo Boysim Ke Poches Mikishir, Bekeli Domi Uktoni Chayev. Rabashi Yom Abao Meim Aloch Potter, Vashani Hochet, the lesser Lamamoshe Klal. To understand the Machlokes, let us see Rashi. So Rashi has a, Bemet Dvor Mamurim, the Rabbi Lezer Poita, Vai Poita Hainu Muta, Lachatchila Kada Kimne, She Yesh Bo Boysen, Plaiten, Yesh Pahu Chumrisa Asuyi Kikamei, The Kimen She Yesh Bo Boysen, Tachshiti Lezu Sherei Chora. So this is a Tachshit, Ula Mishlev v'isuye nami loy chayish. Kedamon, the gnus ulo. She won't show off because it's a gnus. So she'll keep it out. Aval ein ba boysim. So what is it? It's chumres lechudo. There's no boysim left in it. Lav tachshitu v'chayevet. The gemore, if you're chayev, tak and the chumres, zoi say meres, ho diktoni. Ein ba boysim chayevet. Alma de Kesover Rabbi Lezer, Hamoitzi Oichlem B'Shabbes. If a person will carry out Oichlem B'Shabbes B'Kli, Pochas Mikishir. The Pochas Mikishir is going on the Oichlem. He has Oichlem that are less than the Shir Haitzah of Oichlem. The Shir Haitzah of Oichlem is a Groigris. And he's carrying out a half a Groigris that's in a Keli.
So by stories, the law, that you chayev on the keli. The law, me chayev al eitzah asoichlem, pochus miki greigas. And eitzah asoichlem, in yad chayev evit lesan a greigas, kula kamo, is obviously from Rabbi Loza, chayev mi al a keli. Boy, I'm reading, and there's a lomdus to say, a kli tofel lehet, that the keli is a tofel to the oichlem. The ikar is the oichlem, and the kli is a tofel. And since you're not chayiv on the oichlem, because it doesn't have the shear, so you're not chayiv on the keli also. L'machayiv aleo, shloi niskavim lo hoitzi, elo mishem oichlem. So memele zika kabonis eitzos on the oichlem, so on the oichlem you potter, so the kli also potter. Pluktehi in Samachloikis the Shaila, Ostam Mishnah Shnubi Pekametni, the Tadi Potter of Allah Kaili. Why? So where do you see this? Ta'in Baboisim Kepochis Mecheshirdo. Here we also have the same thing. Shakaili Kolat Esareyach. The Kaili was Kailat Areyach, Vishira Itzoas Besomen, Becholshu. That means if it be a Kolshu, that's the Shira Itzoas. Now that's right up, you only have the reyach, so it's, you don't have the shiraitso. The kivin she'enei kol shehu, havi reyche, so the reyach that is there is pochus mikishir. So now you have less than the shir of reyach, but you have a keli that is keilet the reyach. Uktoni chayevet, lemrine nase kli tofel reyach shebesaychoi. So we should also say the same thing that it became, just like by a Maitzi Oichlin Pachas Mikishir. We say that the Keli becomes a Tuffle to the Oichlin, and you're Potter on the Keli. So Mamela will say the same thing by this Chumrase, that the Chumrase becomes bottle to the Reyach, and the Reyach is never Shir, because it's dried up. For Reyach, it's only a Reyach alone. For Reyach, Lamechav, the Pachas Mikishir. That was the svore. That was the svore of the first man, the Yoma. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Ashi Yoma, it's no raya. Why? Vashani hoche, lekalamei menasek li tofel l'reya. She ain't boy shum mamish. That here, there's mamish nothing here, even though there's a reyach, but a reyach without any mamoshes, pasnet zuzognet a tofel. Afilu bepoches mikishir loy mikri. This is not considered, the fact that I'm taking out a reyach less than the shir itzor. It's not considered I took out anything, since there's no mamoshes. Avol poches mikishir bedobr sheyesh by mamish, nasekli tofoloyu potter. So we have a very interesting machloikis. If a person takes out a keli that was keilat a reyach, is it considered he took out a poches mikishir of reyach? We didn't, b'chlal, there was no itzor on the reyach, since there's no mamoshes. Nafkamina is there a din bittle of the keli to the reyach? Zog te gemore weiter. Vereishis shmonim yimshochu. Zem sich geschmiert, vereishis shmonim. Hom arab yudam eshmur ze pleiton. That is pleiton. Reishis shmonim, a very chosh, reishis shmonim, muvcher shebishmonim. Mosim Rabbi Yosef, Aval Aplaiton goes Rabbi Yudah Ben Bovim, V'loi Haidu Loi, Rabbi Yudah Ben Bovim was Geizel. Now this Pasuk is speaking about, Reish Shmonim Yimshoch is speaking about that the Novi was Mazel them, that about the Chulben, that will be a Chulben, and they ignored the Novi completely, and they were Oisim the Tanugayim. The Reish Shmonim Yimshochel. They didn't bat an eyelash. So now, and we're saying this is plight. Most of Rabbi Yosef. Afala plaiten goza Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. After the Chuban Abayis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova was goizel that one should not smear themselves with plaiten, the gebaldik a tainuk, and one should not indulge in such a tainuk after Chuban Abayis. Loi haiduloi. The amrit mishum tainug, if you'll say that plighten is a tainug, amai loy haiduloy. Why wouldn't they moidit him? That's a proper thing to be geyser after the chub. Amalei abaye, let's look, the posuk says something else they used to do. For a taimech odach si ha-shoysim b'mizrike yayin. They used to drink b'mizrike yayin. Exactly what this is, we'll see in a minute. רב עמי ורב אסי, חד עומר כנישקנין וחד עומר שמזעתם כיסייסיים זה לא זה. They also used to do this. אוח אינמי די יוסה, so you'll say this should be יוסה, ורב ברבו נעיקל לבריש גלוסה ושעוסה בכנישקנין, לא עומר לא יבלוי מידי. The Reish Galusa was drinking the Kishkanish Kanim Lo Yomalev Lo Midi. Ela kol Midi dispei tainig vispei simche gozo rabona. Avo Midi dispei tainig vles bei simche lo gozo rabona. Now let us see Rashi. We understand the Gemara a little better. Gozar mishum tzarchu vi amrit zep leiten vahai kro betainig mishtoi שלהיו נויסנם לב לדברי הנביאים הניבים על הפורוניס ועסוקים בתיינוגים. So why didn't they accept this גזירה ביהודה בן בובה? The Gemara says, what do you think? They asked the תיינוגים לתמי חודך סיבה עניונה. השויסם במזרקי יין. ורבאמי ורבאסי פירשו זה כנישקנין. What is כנישקנין? כלי זכוכס אורך. The loy shnei pias. It's a long goblet or long glass, and it has shnei pias. What's the mile of shnei pias? That two people could drink at the same time. Each one sedreitzach fardem and sedreitzach fardem mizrike yayin. That means the yayin used to pour at both sides at the same time. So two people could drink at the same time. That's a gewaldic tainik. One didn't have to wait for the other. Is al kaponim. The loy shnei pias, the yayin nizrak mize loze. So this was asa. So this was a tiny. Shemizalkin, al yedei umnis kedama bacholil metayil betam nikas. I think they juggled this. Achanami di asa lemishte hashte bekenishkenin. So the Gemara says, no, that's a raya, that tiny, even though it is a tiny, but Chazal did not asa this after the chum. Now the Gemara is going to darshan, these psukim are speaking about that doer, who almost was saying techochetu, the avlis that they used to do. It says perhaps before in the pasuk, hasheichvin al mitois shein, usruchim al arsoisam. Oma Rabbi Yosi berab chanine. Melameid shahoyu mashtinim mayim bifnei mitaiseyem arumim. So what is pshat over here? Mashtinim the dayik misruchim. Rashi later says pshat in the arumim. Pshat was as follows. That orum Rashi says, well, that's okay, the Rashi. Understand, urche de milse norkat. Mitoich shehu orum, eina yoytzei lechut lahashtin, tereyach uloi lulboish velotzei. It seems they didn't wear pajamas, they were arumim, but they got up, they made a brocham al bisharumim, but they were arumim bishashine, so bishas hashtone, instead of getting dressed, they were mashtin lifnei mitoiseyim arumim. That's a dover mos and something that goes out from the gidrei atzniyus. Omer Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, mamish hem meshtinim mayim bifnei mitaiseyim arumim, that's uschuchim al arsoisam. Seems, we'll see later in the Gemara, they were facing the mita, and then they were meshtinim al akarka bifnei mitaiseyim. That's pshat in the pasuk. Migadif bo rababo. So rababo said, even though this is zicher an hoge muruse, aber heinu dech si, lochein ato yiglu bereish goylem, dech hayiv golus because of such a zah, mishum de mashtinem mayim bifnei mitiseyim arumim yiglu bereish goylem, deserved of such an oynish. Elo omar ababo, the gemore, the posik is speaking about adobo chomo miyoy. Eilu bnei odom, שיה אייכלם ושייסם זיין זע ודייב קמיטייסיימ זו בזו ומאחליפם נשייסיימ זיין זע מאסריכם ארסייסם בשיך וזרה שאין ישלאם. That was the chayma. השייכם אל מיטאי שיין. So The Ben Yoyoda wants to say that he learned Pshat, Mitoy Shein, either Shein is Rosh Etevish Tei Noshim, or Shein is stems from the word Shinui. Not on the Mitoy Shalishtoy, the Mitoy Shalisha Acheret. So therefore, that is Machayev, that was Machayev the Golis. Ben Yoyoda wants to say that could be the first Mandiyama, Rab Yosef Rab Chanine, you see Rab Abo was Eish Lahova to say such a pshat in the Posik, it could be he was also Moide, that Shahoyim Madvikim, Mitoseyem Zeloze. That, Doivki Mitoseyem Zeloze, that's what it was. So Memele, in but weiter nicht, no, this anhoge of mashtinim mayim bifnei mitaseim, in a matzev of madvikim mitaseim zebo ze, so there was a gilui erve da anoshim lefnei noshim and azoi weiter, that was a bizraye de gilui aroyis, and that was mechayev, lochein ato yiglu b'roish goylem. Zog te gemore weiter. Omer rab abo, vo omri lo b'mas nisen, tano gimur dvorim mevien es ha'odom lidei anis. Elu hein amashtin mayim bifnei mitosoi orum umezalzul benetilos yodayim v'sheishtoi mekalolosoi befonov, that will bring lidei anis. Hamashtin mayim bifnei mitosoi orum omaro v'lo yamorum elo demahadar ape lepuya, he's facing the bet avo lebroi leslumbo, facing the outside, so that's not as out of a most. Mahadar api lepui nami lemor melu la'aro is mashtin ala kalk, avu b'mon in a keili is also less lombo. Mizalzo ben until the shidayim, which brings l'day aniyas, he says a good moshul, the ben yoyodo, al n'til the shidayim is roshi tevis oni. It's saif tevis lemeis. It's oni hadayim lemeis. Umizalzo ben etilis yadayim omarova lo yamorun elad lo yamoshe yodei klal. The bechlali didn't wash the etilis yadayim. That's all to bring anis. Avol moshe velo yamoshe, he was roichet with an etilis mitzum temes less lombo. And that's mishkefela. Lav milsehi. Amarav chizda no mashoi molei chafni maya. I used a lot of water. So basically, if you're mitzamtzim in the water, so the teive and the brocha also comes in a life and mitzumtzim, that could also bring lidei aniyus. V'she'ishtoi mekalolosei befonov, omarove al iskei tachshiteho. She's mekalol him, what brings aniyus? She's mekalol him al iskei tachshiteho. Ahana mili hu de islei v'loi ovid. That means he has money to buy a tachshitim. He doesn't buy. And she gets very enraged. And she's mekalal him. So that will bring lidei aniyus. The mashoy is sakashe. What should hanemilu de islay? Of course he has money. If he doesn't have money, he's an oni. What should maybe lidei aniyus? El zachshayna noravan. So the mashoy says that means something else. The islay, he has money. And also, besides the money he has for the tagliche, he also has money to buy her a tachshit. Now, put this nation. Then he's not gonna have money. Then, v'loy ovid, so me'ela, if she's quiet, me'ela, but if she's mekalolose befonov, that will bring lidei aniyus. Zogt Rashi, mashtinim the dike mischuchim, lidei aniyus, tamrinen bar v'psochim, Soro da niyuso novel shmei. The sar of Anias, his name is novel. The novel korilei. Ba'oyev mokim miyus. He's shoyre with his forim ousim. Umashtim avnei mitose hainu miyus. Orum ulcha de milsa nokim tev shvor meni yoyfu lachut slasht and terechu lo yadul bay shvulotze. Aval abroi les lomboshe kiluach orf anitaz lamerchik. So this is nishkefelach. Moshe b'loy Moshe sheni roichet se meshavshef yofe alamat. Mayim kigayim reviyis mitzumtzen. Aliske tachshiteo she einoi roitze liknois lo. And she's mekalo. That could bring lidei aniyus. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Dorash Rove Berei der Aveloi. Mai der Sif, Ayoy Marashen, Yam Ki Govu Benoi Sion. The Benoi Sion made themselves big. They made themselves tall. Shohoyu Mahalchois Bekoimes Kufa. Koimes Kufa, so that's what Rashi is. Govu Hainu Koimes Kufa. V'teilachno netuyeis gorim. Shahoyu mahalches ekev bitzad goibel. They walked very slowly and very covetic. Ekev teilachno netuyeis gorim. Shahoyuches ekev bitzad goibel. L'mayet bilucham. Shahoyu mistaklim bo. The people should be able to look at them. V'hi shayeh b'psiyeh seh, so she has to have a good look. So me'mele shayeh b'psiyeh seh, v'derech noitin gorin leilich b'nachat, v'she'ein noy roye raglov. He can't see where he's going, so he has to be careful. So kaponim, he goes slowly. Look to Gemara weiter. U'mesakrois einayim. Tahave malon kuchlo leinayu umeramzon. So Chazal darshan two mashmoisin from Mesakris. Mesakris and nine the malon kuchle loshen sikra. Sikra is red, so it was a red color that they used to color their eyes to attract the people should look at them. Umeramzin as habochem. Sikra is also loshen. Sikra loshen habote. That they used to wink to the bochem. Holoich vetofoit. Shoyu mahalchois arucho betzad ktsoro. The Rashi shoyu mahalchois arucho betzad ktsoro. Shetei roe tzofe like she's floating al roish chavoto. Tofoit. Buhu noi lo. Very interesting, Rashi, in the Suyoi saw you, they were married. Lefichoch misaper bignuson. Very mechudish dike Rashi, but I said, won't be in the Suyoi, it's for Otnish Keben as a gefella. Tofev kemal dat feich atfuch. Zogt the Gemara weiter, the Pasuk says, Uberagleihem tiachasna. Omar Rav Yitzchok Barabami melamed shematilois mir vafarsamayin b'manoleihem. Used to put a certain psalmim in their shoes. Mahalchais b'shuke Yerushalayim. Kivin shemegiyeis eitzel b'chure Yisrael b'yatois b'karke. Umeitizois aleihem. They were matiz this psalmim. Umachnises bem yetzer hore ke oros becholz. Like a nochosh, oros of a nochosh. Zogt Rashi, tiachasno, chmoir, vichiachas, o musul avir, vuhu oros shon nochosh. Kor le ochos, o shem sheine matiloi, o la yidei kas. Chois nochosh ke uso. Zogt die Gemara weiter. My Poronos saying, what was the Poronos that the Bnei Yisrael had? Kedadorosh Rabba Barula. Boyo tachas boysem mak iye. Mokim shayim is basmois. Boy nasis namakim namakim. Tachas chagoyra nikva. Mokim shayim chagoyra spitzilzo nasa nekofim nekofim. Tachas maisem mikshe kolcha. Mokim shayim is kashtois boy nasa krochim krochim. Tachas psigil mach goyra sak. Sochim adim le degilo yul machgeire sak, ki tachas yoifi, oma rove heine damrinshi, chilufi shufre, anstot yoifi kive was pos. Besipach Hashem kotkoit benoisin, oma rab yoisi berabchanine, olamit shepocha bem tzoras, chsivocha besipach, chsihosom, loseis ulosapachas. Vashem pos hein yeore, Rav Shmuel, Chadoma, Shenishpachu, Kikitain, Chadoma, Shenasu, Pischein, Kiyar. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Nimokim kemoi homak psoroi, Tzulzul bendul noa, galbul, Nikvim chaburois, Loshna menakef ragloi, Nikif sivchei haya, so klapsach, sivchei haya, miskashtois heinel, seyer, she silkeis, ume farchasois. Miskashtois doime le miksha, doime le miksha ke ein neut nutriken. That's how the pasuk says miksha, so it says miskashtois. Psigol nutriken, pesach gila, oisei mokim. Tachas Shevikol, Eilo Yavalach Tachas Yafiech, Keve Lecha, like Paska, my Shichna, the Kibi, the Kedushin, the Plimi. Pisen, Kamoi Pischei, Shinishpachu, Kekita, in Shevich, is Dam Zine. Yeore, Kamoi Vata'ar, Kado, Loshan Iroi. Kiyar, Nismalo Seyo, Vanim Eses, Litash.